Stuart, mood in the camp must be pretty positive after the win at the weekend.
Yeah, obviously helped. I've got to say the mood all season's been very good because of the level of consistency of performance, albeit not every time we've got what we've deserved, but the performance, and you can't fake confidence. You know, you either feel good about yourself or you don't, but we've got a good group, as I keep reiterating. And, yeah, I mean, I think we've won four out of the last six, and we've got good momentum. And obviously on Sunday we'll be backed by a terrific travelling support, so everyone's looking forward to it, naturally.
Yeah, it just comes at just at the right time. You're taking on a Scunthorpe side who look like they've just hit a bit of a blip, aren't they?
Yeah, but I've got to concern myself about Scunthorpe because the fact is they've still got a lot of good players, good management team, and they'll be able to turn that round, obviously, in the seven games they've got left, and they'll still believe, and rightly so, that they can have a successful end to the season. But we've just got to concern ourselves with how we go about our job. They've been unfortunate, Scunthorpe, in the last few games. They've lost last-minute goals and lost by the odd goal, and maybe a couple of decisions gone against them. So, but it doesn't change the fact that they've got good players in the side. The same players that got them to the top of the league are still there. And as I said, we'll just focus on what we can do and how we can affect the game.
Goalless draw last time out at Valley Parade. Do you think that'll be the case this time around?
I wouldn't have thought so, and certainly on that day we've made a lot of good chances. As the day, it was a tight game, but I think this one will be open. We're going to win, as we always do, and they'll probably look upon it that they need to win as well. So I would imagine it'll be an open game. You can never guarantee goals, but I would think there'll be a lot of goal mouth action at both ends, I would think.
What do you think the main threats that they pose? I know they've got the Josh Morris, former Bradford player there, that seems to be banging the goals in.
Yeah, listen, they've got the boy Madden up front, who scored 3-3 now, and he was linked with a lot of clubs last season, and he's looked to hit a good bit of form. As you said, Morris has scored lots of goals this season, but they brought two lads in on loan in January in the window. I think they've got threats from all over the park, but we're aware of them, aware of the strengths, and hopefully we can get at them in certain areas where we might think they've got weaknesses, but. It's on the day, isn't it? We can talk all we want and we'll make sure we're well prepared. But it's when you get over that white line, being the best you can be, and that's what our lads have been doing on a consistent basis, and we need them to continue doing that.
You mentioned the support, Stuart. It's going to be a huge backing again, and obviously great news that the 8,000 fans, of the 20,000, taking up the season tickets. Great feel-good factor around the club at the moment, isn't it?
There is, yeah, and we want to keep that going and keep the positivity going. And I think the 20,000 is an ambitious target, but listen, the marketing people behind the scenes, Jim Mason and his team have done a terrific job over the last few years of not only getting people in to come and watch, but creating an atmosphere, which has been brilliant. But the away fans, have been terrific, and I'm sure the noise levels will make it like a home game for us on Sunday. The only slight difference is obviously a 12:30 kick-off, which normally when you watch it on telly, be it a Saturday or a Sunday, it seems to take the atmosphere a little bit away, as if people are just coming round really from the night before. But I'm sure it'll be a good atmosphere, and both teams going for it.
You mentioned the early kickoff. How does the preparation change for that in terms of like eating meals and that sort of thing?
Well, we would never normally go overnight to Scunthorpe because it's only just over an hour away, but we're going overnight on Saturday because the lads would be travelling. We need to eat. You need to eat 3.25 hours before, which will be 9:15. We'd have to leave not long after that, and lots of lads would be travelling on the way. So we need to do things correctly. So we'll be overnight. The lads will get up for the breakfast pre-match at 9:15, go for a walk and prepare, and hopefully, as I say, look forward to taking part in a really good game.
Any injury concerns or worries ahead of the game?
No, not really. Obviously, the ones that have been out for a couple of weeks. Now, obviously, Gilliards and Kilgallen's were long-term. Nicky Law's been progressing nicely this week. And other than that, no, all good. Obviously, Josh Cullen's away internationally and Doyle is away, but Doyle will be back. So other than that, no, we're good.